A popular technique at this time was bloodletting. This was done across many cultures, even in the United States up to almost the early 1900s. This practice involved cutting off blood flow using a tourniquet, then making an incision in the patient's arm. They would then let the blood flow out of the individual. The idea being that if you were sick, there was something in your blood that was making you sick, and if they just let out enough of that bad substance, in some cases they believed it was actually a spiritual substance that was polluting your blood, it would lead to healing. This would be successful in some cases because blood loss would trigger an immune response and stimulate regeneration of blood cells. As long as the blood loss wasn't too severe, the patient had a 50-50 chance of surviving. Another approach to the same idea was to use leeches to suck the bad blood out of the person's body. We still see this today. Where could you possibly see leeches used in an operating room today? Leeches can be used to restore blood flow after surgical procedures. Say you're reattaching an arm, or oftentimes microsurgeries with fingers or vascular procedures, you'll need to restore blood flow quickly to a specific area. If you apply leeches to the area, they can help restore the blood flow and circulation more quickly. Now, if you go to Florida Hospital, for example, are they doing this? Probably not. But it's possible to use leeches in modern medicine. At this time, they weren't living that long. 20 to 30 years was the average lifespan, so praying and bloodletting was only minimally effective.